God has given us two hands, one for receiving and the other for giving. Today on Daily in the Word, Dr. Paul Chappell teaches us how to steward the blessings of God.
Noah had to be willing to sacrifice his reputation. Noah was viewed upon as the idiot of his generation. Do you realize that people in our society are not saying, oh, that's wonderful. You believe the Bible. Wonderful. Oh, you believe Jesus is the only way to heaven. Wonderful. No, most of society is looking down on that narrow belief. And sometimes people say, you're so narrow. And I always say the same thing, about as narrow as that book right there.
Stewardship is an act of worship, an expression of faith, and a discipline for spiritual growth. In our series, The Gracious Steward, Pastor Chappell shows us how to steward the resources God has entrusted in our care. Welcome to Daily in the Word. This program features the teaching and preaching of Dr. Paul Chappell, pastor of Lancaster Baptist Church and president of West Coast Baptist College in Lancaster, California. Many Christians find it difficult to practice stewardship. But stewardship is more than giving money. It's about being accountable to God for the blessings He has given us. Today, we invite you to learn more about what it means to be a gracious steward. And now, here's Pastor Paul Chappell with part two of a message called From Grace to Faith.
Faith is just continually trusting the Lord. And with every one of the buildings on this campus, as a pastor, I had to move with holy awe of God and just trust the Lord that God was going to bring this to pass, because we're trying to educate another generation for the cause of Jesus Christ. And when you're building a structure, it's going to require sacrifice. Noah had to be willing to sacrifice his reputation. Noah was viewed upon as the idiot of his generation. Do you realize that people in our society are not saying, oh, that's wonderful. You believe the Bible. Wonderful. Oh, you believe Jesus is the only way to heaven. Wonderful. No, most of society is looking down on that narrow belief. And sometimes people say, you're so narrow. And I always say the same thing, about as narrow as that book right there. People weren't clapping for Noah either. They thought he was weird. No, never seen rain in the world ever. And the guy's building a boat. Honestly. They thought he was, you know, a few fries short of a Happy Meal. And yet Noah was willing to risk what people thought in order to do what God wanted him to do. He was willing to sacrifice. And sometimes it comes to our lives as a kind of a Macedonian church, 2 Corinthians 8 and 9. And it seems like God will often come to those that don't have as much. And yet, as we do what God calls us to do by faith, He gets in the middle of it and He blesses it. Sort of like in John chapter 6 when the disciples said, Lord, everybody's hungry. We got to feed these 5,000 people. And they said, the only one here is this little kid and he's got some loaves and fishes. And just by faith, He said, here, Jesus, you can have what I have. And God took those loaves and fishes and He fed 5,000 people. They had 12 basketfuls left over because of a young man that was willing just to say, here, Lord, I'm willing to sacrifice so that you can build your kingdom. Years ago, Pastor George Truett was pastor of the First Baptist Church of Dallas before Dr. Criswell and the current pastor, Brother Jeffers. Dr. Truett was invited to one of his members' house after church. This member was a rancher, had a large ranch. Dr. Truett went out to the ranch and the meal was almost ready, and it was just, I would tell you what was on the table, but some of you would start salivating right now, so I can't tell you all about the mashed potatoes and the roast beef and everything. And the homemade bread and the butter. Come on, how many of you are right there with me? I found your spiritual level. Some of you, I found your spiritual level right there at the roast beef. And he saw the food and they said, it'll be about 5 minutes, Pastor, before the food. Let's go upstairs. And they went up to kind of a veranda up on the upside of the house, on the top part of the house. The farmer said, Pastor, he said, I want you to see our ranch. He said, if you look over here to the north, he said, as you look out here and see all of the dairy land and all of the cows and cattle, he said, as far as you can see, I own that direction. And he said, Pastor, if you look out here to the south, he said, you notice here all the oil rigs and the trucks, and as far as you can see in that direction, the oil fields, I own everything in that direction. And he said, over here, if you look to the west, he said, Pastor, if you'll notice all of the wooded land and all of the trees and the firewood and all of the land in that direction, I own everything out in that direction. And he said, Pastor, if you look out this way, just all of this land, the wheat fields and the agriculture, he said, everything in that direction. He said, Pastor, I own everything in that direction. And the pastor looked at the man and he said, that's wonderful. But he said, let me ask you, my friend, how much do you own in that direction? See, that's what we're talking about today. Lay not up for yourselves treasure on this earth where moth and rust doth corrupt, but lay up for yourself treasure in heaven where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt. Noah had to make this decision. I may look dumb here on this earth, but I'm going to do what really matters for heaven. I'm going to lay up treasure. I'm going to give my life so that God's will be done. It required of him sacrifice. It required of him his labor. In fact, for 120 years he labored. And so he displayed his faith in building a structure. And what these structures say to our community is that we are a people who still believe God. We're not here maintaining stuff. We're here building for the glory of God. And I know how this goes. The devil hates churches that build. If all we were building was an outhouse, the devil would hate that. He doesn't want any church to build anything, but we're going to keep going for the Lord Jesus Christ, occupying until Jesus Christ comes again. Amen. But you see, the thing of it was, there was something more at stake than the structure. Because some people, that's all they see. Ah, they're just building buildings again. That's all they see. And we've said this for years. Buildings don't change lives. But what happens in them does change lives. How about the ark? How many of you would agree with me, there's more to it than just the ark? Something special happened in that ark, and we call it salvation. Notice what it says in verse 7, that he moved with fear, prepared an ark. Why, Noah? To the saving of his house. The word saving is the word deliverance. And we think of Noah's flood as a time of judgment, but it was also a time of mercy because it was there that Noah's family was saved by the grace of God. The ark then is a place of salvation. And we see that as the flood rose up, those that came in through the one door found salvation through that ark. And it's important for us to remember that in the last days before Jesus comes, that this world will be like the days of Noah, Matthew 24:37. But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark and knew not until the flood came and took them all away, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. People were just having one big party and making fun of Noah over there, and the ark was almost done, and now the one door was open down, the animals are coming. You're like, oh, look at that, look at those animals over there. I think they're going up in twos. Isn't that someone? Pass me another drink, you know, just having a good old time. And suddenly, crack, the thunder came. What's that? Is that a sonic boom? Was that a B2? What was that? What's that stuff falling on my head? What is that? And now the rain's coming down. Now, people are looking over that ark, and maybe they hear the rumbling of a chain or some device, and it sounds like maybe that door's about to go up. And God says it's going to be like that at the time of the second coming. Those that rejected Christ during the church age, those that rejected Christ during the time of the tribulation, they just kept on partying. The Bible says in the book of Revelation, they're giving to sorceries, which is the Greek word pharmakia, or drugs. They're just having one big party, and suddenly the coming of the Lord is at hand. And those that were not saved, it's too late for them. And we must recognize that the ark is a picture of Jesus Christ himself. And we must recognize it's a place of salvation. And we must recognize that there is one door going into that place. And the Bible says neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name given under heaven whereby you must be saved. In other words, if they weren't on that ark, they were doomed. In other words, if you don't have Christ as your Savior, you are doomed, spiritually speaking. Amen. It was a place of salvation. So we say this, the ark is a type of Jesus Christ. It's an Old Testament picture of Jesus Christ. It's the place of salvation. And we see in the ark a plan of salvation. Those of you that have studied the ark, you know that there was one door into that ark. All the animals came up through it. Anyone that would be saved would have come through that one door. And the one door is a picture of the fact that there is one way to salvation. Jesus said in John 10:9, I am the door. By me, if any enter in, he shall be saved. And I know what you learned, a class of religious comparisons, that there are many doors, you know, and all roads lead to the same place. And one lady said to me, it's kind of like going to a mall. There's lots of roads that go there. It doesn't matter what road, just leave it to a lady to liken a mall to heaven, right? It's not kind of like going to the mall. You can get to the mall down 30th East, 40th East, KP, whatever way you want to. You can get to the mall lots of ways. You're going to get to heaven one way. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one cometh to the Father except by me. And some of you have been deluded with this worldly thought that all religions are about the same. And you can believe Buddha or Allah or Jesus, they're all the same. My friend, they are not all the same. Only one has an empty tomb. Only one shed the blood that covers sin. And that one, Jesus said, I am the door. Even as the ark was a picture of Jesus, even as the door is a picture of salvation, Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. That's the purpose of this ministry. And if you've never come through the door, Jesus Christ, I would urge you today, lay aside all this other religious gobbledygook and trust in the one who conquered death and the grave for your sin. Like Noah, all of us are here today waiting on the Lord. By the way, the Bible says, looking for the blessed hope and the glorious appearing of our Jesus Christ. How many of you are wondering and waiting and excited about the fact when Jesus Christ will come again? Amen? That's our hope. Like Noah, he was just hammering away, waiting. Some days he might have thought, boy, God, you're taking a long time. When's this going to happen? How many of you ever think, Lord, when are you coming back? This world's getting worse and worse, right? So what do we do in the meantime? What do? The Bible says to us, occupy till I come. Occupy means settle down and build. God has called us to do his work until he comes again. So we came here by faith. We had no salary. We had 12 people. Didn't have Sunday school teachers. I told you a little while ago, couldn't find the phone. We didn't have, you know, any deacons. I found out we had a parking lot when I mowed it. I found asphalt under there. You know what we had? Faith. I remember going to the printer and telling him, I don't have any money, sir, but if you'll make a little gospel track, if you make 5,000 of them, I'll come back and pay you in a month. He scratched his head. He said, well, okay. He made 5,000 tracks. That's how the soul winning started here. 30 days later, I paid him. Faith. And I remember sitting down with Terry in our little apartment on Spearman Avenue. Luxurious living. It was so large we couldn't set up our own bed in our own room. It had something called a swamp cooler. And the people that lived there before had several large dogs that lived in the house. And boy, when it got hot and you got that swamp cooler going in the summertime, it just smelled special. And we sat down in that little apartment and I wrote out our first bulletin. Terry typed it. We ran somewhere and ran some copies. Here's a little part of what I said. This week, my family and I begin what I believe will be a long and fruitful ministry here in the Antelope Valley. I wrote that completely by faith in the Bible, completely by faith in God. And I stand here today with more faith than I had then, believing that my God is able to do anything but fail. And I want to tell you this morning that if Noah could trust him for 120 years, you can trust him. And I want to challenge you to let God's grace bring you to a place of faith and trust in the Lord.
You've been listening to the 15-minute edition of Daily in the Word, featuring the teaching and preaching of Dr. Paul Chappell, pastor of Lancaster Baptist Church and president of West Coast Baptist College in Lancaster, California. If you'd like to connect with Pastor Chappell on Facebook or Twitter, go to paulchappell.com and click on his social media links. We hope today's message has encouraged you. Dr. Chappell serves as a pastor of Lancaster Baptist Church, and he is the author of many books. But most of all, he has a passion and love for you. If you've been helped through Dr. Chappell's ministry, he'd love to hear your story. Visit us on our website today, where you can listen to today's entire message, become a partner in the Word, and sign up for Pastor Chappell's Daily in the Word email devotional. Visit us at paulchappell.com. And thank you for listening today. Be sure to join us next time as we continue to discover God's answers for today's challenges here on Daily in the Word.